FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Hello everybody and welcome to another edition of This Club Is My Club. This week we're going to be bringing you all the reaction and action from FC United's doubleheader against Clapton Community FC from Saturday afternoon. Later we'll be talking about the men's team match, but before that it's the women's team game in the FSA Trophy, and for all the action now let's hand over to Women's Team Live. Well, hello everybody and welcome to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. I say FC Live, but the first couple of hours of this broadcast this afternoon, it's actually Women's Team Live, as we're bringing you FC United and Manchester's women's team against Clapton Community Football Club's women's team. And joining me for the full 4 hours this afternoon, here live at Broadhurst Park, it's Stato Paul.
Good afternoon.
How are you, Paul?
Fine. A bit wet, but...
We've got a long shift today, mate.
You know, it's funny how we've invited a club to send two teams from 200 miles away.
Yeah.
And we've had, like, the wettest day since, what, Swampy knocked over a hot beverage at Kidderminster.
Good point, well made. I remember that day. Women's team action to begin with. Quite a historic day, this. I think this could be the start of a new way of doing things at FC United. Wouldn't it be nice for the last pre-season weekend to do more of these double headers, don't you think,
in future years?
Well, the
women's team has got more and more prominent within the club in the last two or three years, and I think it's inevitable that they're going to have a bigger say and a bigger voice. And I think it's a very... As long as the pitch stands up to it, that's the only question. But I see no reason why they shouldn't have a curtain raiser on equal terms with the men. It's something that should have happened a long time ago.
We have been promoted. We are going to be at step four for the coming season.
With the likes of Newcastle and Leeds.
Exactly. More on that shortly, because we think today's going to be busy. Next weekend, wow, it's going to be a busy week. But we've also got new management. Tom Fitton's come in, got a good pedigree, been at various clubs, Manchester United, Sheffield United. He's been mixing and matching, but some promising results as well. I mean, last weekend, the 4-2 win over Leek Town, a 5-1 win over Wem Town. West has been Charlton, we beat them as well. So
yeah,
he's changed a few things, and it seems to be working.
Well, like all teams, the women's team is evolving all the time. Players come in, players go. Unfortunately, Cara Fields has left this week to Brighouse, and that's obviously a step up for Cara. It's the way how things work. We'll miss Cara, we miss all the good players that we lose, but other players come in and make their own destinies, don't they? So
I mean, Cara Fields is, for those who were joining us for the first time on Women's Team Live, Cara Fields was our vice captain, played centre midfield, very much like Paul Scholes, wasn't she, in a lot of ways, the way she played. Really gifted player and
a prominent voice off the pitch.
Exactly. So that's going to be a big miss. It's been announced Kate O'Gara is stepping up to vice-captain now. Kate O'Gara is a different kettle of fish, different type of midfielder, always popping up with really important goals.
Well, she played kind of more forward role, didn't she, and then dropped back deeper and has made a success of it. So Kate's a very key player, but then again, there's a lot of key players in this team, and hopefully this afternoon they'll go out and show why.
One of the keyest players, and I think I'm safe in saying this, I think most of the women's team would agree with me in my next statement, Kirsty Chambers, such a figurehead for women's football at the club, captain, plays today. She's going to be vitally important this season, isn't she?
Well, what summed it up was you were doing a series on legends, weren't you? FC Legends.
Yes.
And straight away you said, she's got to be in it. You know,
the only reason why we didn't do it with Kirsta is because she's still playing.
Yeah,
but we did consider it. We did consider
ultimately she's in the reckoning along with all the other great players like Chaddy and Rory Patterson and all the great names, Tom Greaves. I mean, Kirsty is as big a name at FC than any other.
What are you hoping for this weekend with regards to this first game against the women's team, Clapton's women's team in the Greater London Women's League? So a couple of steps below us. So what are you hoping for?
I think we need to go out today and kind of, we don't know the teams yet, but we'd like to think that he's putting out a strong side with players in the best positions, in readiness for Newcastle next week, and a resounding performance and a good win, I hope.
It's back to Adams in the Clapton goal, and giving away. Chambers pounces, Chambers square to Smith, and on 12 minutes from 10 yards out, it was a tap in, and it's Olivia Smith with her first goal in the FC United Broadhurst Park Stadium.
Tragic piece of defending, I'm afraid, trying to come out with a ball and getting caught. Kirsty nipped in, very alive to the possibilities, and very unselfishly squared it for a teammate to stick it in. Unguarded goal.
Here's Marsh to Hayes. Hayes under pressure, finds O'Gara on this near side. O'Gara now. Chambers has switched wings. She's over on the right hand side. O'Gara comes infield. Nice overlap there to find Donnellan. Donnellan crosses this ball in. He's going to break here to Chambers. Chambers on a left foot. Shot comes in to the goalkeeper's left. And, that was beautiful play, especially on this near side between O'Gara and Donnellan. It was brilliant stuff, wasn't it? And Chambers were a great finish. And 27 minutes, FC United 2-0 up now, Paul.
O'Gara made a stamp on that goal right from the beginning. She cut in and then played a great reverse ball back out wide. And then when the ball dropped to Kirsty inside the box, as soon as she got onto her left foot, there was an inevitability about the finish.
Ainsworth rolls the ball out, and it was just beyond Hartley there, but it reaches Chambers. Chambers finds O'Gara. O'Gara now over the halfway line she comes. O'Gara forward to Smith. Smith looking to find Chambers. Great ball to find Chambers from Smith. There's an overlap there from Hartley. Hartley in the box. Shot comes in. Wow. Into the top corner. And again, FC United turning on the style here at Broadhurst Park. 28 minutes on the clock. There was no stopping that one. Here's Chambers to find Smith. Smith there. Tries to find the run of Hartley. Hartley does well. Gets it to O'Gara. O'Gara finds Smith on the edge of the box. Good first touch from Smith. Great finish.
Clinical
from
finish.
Olivia Smith on 34 minutes. It's it was raining before and it's raining goals now, Paul. 4-0.
Well, that was incisive play. And the passing there and the movement was superb. And the finish from Smith did it all justice at the end, where she just picked a spot. The keeper was absolutely helpless. Good low shot into the corner.
Pressure being put on here by FC United once again. But good stuff there by Lions. But FC United back with possession. Chambers threads that ball through. Hartley's onside. Miles onside. Hartley rounds the goalkeeper. This is going to be 5. And on 37 minutes, Ella Hartley makes it 5-0 for FC United. And it's good stuff, this, Paul, to watch.
And that was all from Clapton losing the ball, trying to play a through ball. It came to Kirsty on halfway, and you could see her deliberate in terms of what pass to pick. She was waiting for the runner. The runner appeared, and the finish was beautiful. She rounded the keeper with such aplomb.
It's going to be Chambers to take from the corner of the main stand on the SMRE. In it comes, and there's O'Gara, and the goalkeeper can't keep it out. A nice corner in. O'Gara directed her header well, and 13 minutes into the second half, it's now 6-0.
Well, it's about time they cashed in on the set pieces they've had, particularly the corners. That one was well directed, and it's a good run from deep in the box towards the near post, and a good header that the keeper got hands to but just couldn't keep out.
And it's going to be a corner to FC United. We've got 20 minutes left of this women's team match here at Broadhurst Park in the main stadium. FC United is 6-0 up, and it's a corner to FC, the corner of the SMRE and the main stand. And there's two players over this. One of them is Mabba, the other one is Kennelly. It looks like Mabba's going to take this. Yes, on a right foot. It's going to be an outswinger. And it comes towards the near post. There's Marsh. He flicks it on. but it's kept in over on the far side. Oh, and it's Hayes with a sliced cross. Let's be generous, a sliced cross. She meant that. In off the woodwork, and it's 7-0. Well, here is Clopton now on the ball, over on the right-hand side. Bailey now over on that far side. Back it goes to the goalkeeper. Oh, and I think Cunliffe's going to get to that. No, it's cleared just about. And the ball breaks to O'Gara. O'Gara, first time ball to find Hartley. Hartley turns and shoots. Goalkeeper palms it into the net. The ball goes, and it's a hat-trick for Ella Hartley. We have about 4 minutes left of this game. It's 8-0. And to be fair, Ella Hartley deserves that goal. I know the goalkeeper spilled it, but there's some power behind it.
Yeah, it's been a great performance from Ella Hartley. She's fully deserved the reward she's got this afternoon. I think she's been the player of the match, personally.
So that's 8-0, and can it be 9? Here's Jordan Bailey now. Jordan Bailey looking to take on the fullback. Beats the fullback. Shot comes in, and Jordan Bailey there with a brilliant finish. Just moments after Ellie Hartley scores the hat-trick, Jordan Bailey scores her first goal straight off the substitutes bench. 9-0. Full-time, and FC United victorious in this FSA Trophy game between FC United and Clapton. 9-0 winners ball, and it's been a very good afternoon for women's football at non-league level, but also for FC United.
Yeah, it's been a great performance for FC. I don't know whether Clapton are suffering from jet lag. They did arrive a bit late. It's been a bit like tears in heaven for the visitors, I'm afraid. The gulf between the two sides became quite pronounced as the game unravelled, and we've got to give credit to Clapton's goalkeeper, Polly Adams, who played the majority of the game. She kept the score down. I thought for FC, Ella Hartley was superb. And I thought that in the midfield, Kennelly did the Cara Fields role very well. The only question mark I've got about the FC side is at the back, because they've lost Fran Davis, and Chelsea Patient won't be available. So that's the only question mark about the season that starts next week. Are we strong enough at the back?
Well, it's been a good game and a clean sheet. Ainsworth, I'll mention it now. In the first half, two occasions she had to come out Neuer style, and she did the same in the down stages of this game as well. And really wanted to keep that clean sheet, and deservedly kept that clean sheet. When it comes to going forward, though, I mean, FC United have been dynamite this afternoon. Ella Hartley with the hat-trick, Olivia Smith with a brace, Kirsty Chambers with a brilliant goal, Beth Hayes with a great goal, Kate O'Gara with a goal, Jordan Bailey with a screamer. Going forward isn't the problem, is it?
No, they look a side that's full of creativity and goals.
Great stuff down here from the Clapton fans. They've really been... what's the word I'm looking for? They've given me a problem for the rest of the afternoon, having to commentate two matches. I've been competing with them. They've been so loud and supportive of both teams. They've been brilliant, haven't they?
They've certainly enhanced the afternoon, and I think the women have enjoyed playing in front of the crowd and an atmosphere. I think it's added to the occasion. But well done to the FC women's side. They've really turned up today and put on a big show. And I hope some of the fans that have come to watch that don't normally watch them will come and see them again.
Tom, what did you make of that? Congratulations on a brilliant performance, in all fairness.
Yeah, in fair, well, you've hit the nail on the head. It was a fantastic performance. Very slow first 15 minutes. Wasn't happy with that at all. Too easy for them to play. No pressure on the ball. And we didn't move it quick enough. But we grew into the game. Let's say 15 minutes on till half-time. Dominated the ball, nice and quick, sharp football, and we really opened up their units, and that's where we got the success in between midfield and defence.
I'm going to mix this interview up a bit, because we often talk about goal scorers, but let's talk about the fact we had a clean sheet.
I know, yeah. Only just.
Well, Chloe Ainsworth was she made two good coming out of her area moments in the first half, and right at the end there she did as well.
Yeah.
What did you make of the back four and the performance of the goalkeeper?
Well, Chloe in particular, especially the second half, to have that focus and concentration to be switched on when most of the play is being played in the other half's massive. Both fullbacks were outstanding, Anya and Corey. Offered a lot, both going forward, but were always back to recover and support the centre too. Marshy and Beth, in fairness to them, outstanding. They dealt with a threat up front. Like I say, they were trying to get into the nine and they were stealing it off her. They were recovering in behind, and like you say, options were few and far between, and quite hard for Chloe at times playing as a bit of a sweeper.
Well, we've obviously talked about how you've liked to, you know, put Corey Maver there at right back. Yeah. You played O'Gara at left back at times. You played both Marshes at centre back.
Yeah,
Beth Hayes at centre back. That's a new one.
I know. Well, we lost Alicia last week. She's got a bit of ligament damage in her ankle, and we're trying to protect her for Newcastle. But if Beth keeps performing like that, she's going to have a battle on hand getting her shirt back, isn't she?
Yeah, I mean, Maver had a great game.
Outstanding.
Anya Donnellan was great, and I particularly enjoyed when Kate O'Gara came on down this left-hand side.
Yeah, changed the game a bit.
The way that worked for that goal was brilliant, really.
I mean, we've spoke about Kate in the past. A technical ability and how quick her feet are. You can put her anywhere on the pitch and she's comfortable, she's calm, she keeps it quick, she moves it fast, and she doesn't stand there and admire it. It's a movement off the ball that then opens up oppositions, because technically, like you say, she's probably one of the best in the team. She's not the quickest, but she's so clever. She knows where she needs to be off the ball, and she just causes chaos, like you say. After 20 minutes, it changes the dimension of play, because obviously Holly Davenport's big powerful player that's going to drive at people and use her power more than obviously her playing ability. And then you've got the technical side of Kate that gives us a different option.
Let's talk about the midfield. Eve Kennelly was there. Again, it's the first time I've seen Eve.
Yeah.
Well, you've sorted that midfield issue out, haven't you?
Yeah.
I mean, that's covered now, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm gonna be brutally honest. There's always, like, Eve's attitude, even before Cara Fields had left, was outstanding. She was really pushing Kaz for the position. And like you say, there's been a lot of emotion and stuff around Cara Fields leaving, but after last Sunday and today, you'd think Eve's been here for 5 years doing the same job as Cara has. And it's her again off the ball, it's her intensity. Like you say, we can push the full backs on, and knowing that she's going to cover and break up play. When we've got Ellie Rigby and Ella Hartley in front of her, we need her to be disciplined, because them two will go and find pockets of space to play in and really focus on the attacking side of the game. So Eve's been absolutely faultless. I was concerned she wasn't going to get through 90 minutes today, in fairness, but her intensity, but she's proved me wrong again.
Yeah, absolutely. And our player of the match, obviously, it was Ella Hartley with the hat-trick. You can't really doubt that, can you?
No, without a doubt. I mean, even if you take a hat-trick out of it, I said to Chelsea, who runs our team, votes on player of the match, and about 65 minutes gone, I said, Ella Hartley's my vote for the day. She's just she was outstanding today, in and out of possession. Real quality in that final third, which we've been picky on. Like you say, if you look at some of the scores, and like I've said in the past, I'm not going off scores in pre-season, we could have been much better in the final third, and I think Ella's really stepped up and is creative. I mean, the first five goals, she's involved in every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the impact she's had today. So, player of the match, whether we consider the hat trick or not, definitely.
Right, that's pre-season.
Yeah.
Newcastle United then.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Same again, hopefully. No, 100%. Like I say, we've worked hard on piecing things together in pre-season, and we've phased it in, and like I spoke to you in the past, not concerned about results and you know, scoreline specifics, but we're in a good place. Like, if we've got that energy off the ball, we've got that determination to win the ball back nice and quick, and we play with the quality that we had from probably 15 minutes onwards, so the last 75 minutes of the game, Newcastle are going to have a long day on their hands. And like you say, we've changed it up, we've got a lot of youth on near the end, last 15 minutes, and we're still scoring and creating goals, and we should have made most of it in the last 10 minutes if we're going to be critical again. So if you really delve into the performance, arguably 25 minutes of it we've eased off. But like I say, it's putting everything together. There's players that have been on the pitch for 90 minutes that like I say, it's still pre-season, but there's a, I mean, you can feel the energy, can't you, Ben? I'm not.
Well, the Clapton fans helped, didn't they?
Oh, no, Blimey, yeah, Charlie. They did, yeah. In fairness to them, 6-7 hours it's took them today. They've been absolutely monumental, haven't they? Yeah. That's why I took our lot over there and made sure we clapped them, because they were superb. But yeah, going back to the question of Newcastle, 3 points is 100% the focus. And like I say, if we do it as well as that and as pretty on the eye as that, then we're all right, aren't we?
We certainly are. Well, Tom Fitton, Women's Team Manager, big thank you. Big congratulations on that brilliant result there and performance. And we'll speak next week at Newcastle.
Thank you very much, Ben. All the best for the men's game.
Thank you very much. Well, that's Tom Fitton there joining us. And, well, from one legend to another now, we're joined by Woodso to talk about the men's team. And last pre-season game for the women's team. This is the last pre-season game for the men's team as well, ahead of Warrington next week. Let's talk about the forward amateurs game. Podcast listeners, let's have the highlights now. Cross comes in, number 10 turns and shoots, and within the first 5 minutes of this game, forward amateurs take the lead there, and it was pretty simple stuff, but a really good finish. Brilliant. From forward amateurs, yeah. Number 10.
Brilliant team, good move down the left. We said it quite a lot recently, but mainly for FC moves. He did well, took it down, turned really well and volleyed it, far corner. Good finish, not a great start.
Lucas Weaver there, just to confirm the goal scorer for forward amateurs, just inside 5 minutes, and the home side take the lead.
Linney finds Main, back to Linney. Linney now on his, that's a great finish from Linney, like on his left foot, looped it down to the goalkeeper's right hand side. It was a give and go, wasn't it? A nice 1-2 between him and Main, and a great finish from Linney. And on 54 minutes, FC United have equalised. Well, football's simple, isn't it, when it's played like that?
That's more like it. That's more like Regan Linney. That's what we've seen him do more often than not. You know, like you said, good move.
Mulvey wins it, plays it towards Main. Cedric Main wins it back on the edge of forwards penalty area. And plays out here. Shot's going to come in. Oh, what a finish. A fantastic goal there. Right at the end of this game for FC United. And it was a substitute on the 87th minute.
Elliot Johnson
there. A great finish into the top corner. Goalkeeper finally beaten after probably a man of the match performance, I'm going to say, from the forward goalkeeper.
He had a great game.
Yeah. But he wasn't saving that one. And right at the end of this game, FC United has probably scored the winner. It's now 2-1. That was Tuesday night at Fullwood. What did we think?
I think it's as we said on Tuesday in the commentary that there was a very much an element of attack v defence for a lot of the game. But you've got to give, I think I said on the match report, which you'll struggle to find, because it's not been highlighted. You'll find it on the results page. Yeah, it's not. On
There's nothing
the
worse than doing some work and then it not having published.
Exactly. Well, yeah. It's there, but you've got to go and find. Okay. It's not. I don't think it was that bad. I made a point in there that you've got to give full credit to Fullwood for the defensive performance they put in. The goalkeeper, I mean, very similar to the women's game we just saw, because that would have been about 85-0 if it weren't for the goalkeeper. And you know, the young lad at Fullwood on Tuesday put in an absolutely magnificent performance, which would have been, you know, it would have made a scoreline which probably would have been right in terms of territory and possession, but in terms of performance, you know, they played really well, I thought, for the West Lancs League.
Yeah, they really,
you know, let's
did.
Be honest,
they really did.
The defending was fantastic, and you know, they took the lead with a great goal. I was impressed with one or two of our players. I thought Regan Linney absolutely hitting the heights where we know he can play, so that was a good thing. Jonathan Smith, the new lad in midfield, I said lad, experienced player, done a bit of research. I asked a lad who I work with, who's a Luton fan, who says he's an absolute legend at Luton. He had a good game in midfield, controlled it. I didn't think we missed Potts as much as we did maybe last Saturday at the Banbury game. So
Clapton then.
Clapton, Eric.
This game. What do we think? Because it's not about results, is it? It's about performances. We're playing a certain way. Neil's going to be pleased that we're continuing to play that way. No more than two touches, as forward as we can get.
Yeah.
If we score, we score. If we don't, we don't. But it'd be good to end pre-season on a high.
I don't know much about him, I'll be honest with you. But looking, if the lads who I think was their first team, you know, they look average age of about 15 by the looks of it. So I'm going to expect us to win the game and probably win relatively handsomely. But I absolutely agree that it's not about, I mean, if we won 1-0 today, or if we won 8-0 today, just for argument's sake, if you listen from Clapton, I'm not saying we are doing, I'm just going to, hypothetically, it's exactly as you said, it's about playing the way the manager and the coaching staff want us to play. So it's about moving quickly, it's about moving the ball about, it's about, you know, not dwelling on the, not getting caught in possession, you know, taking two touches, like you say, and making the ball do what we need it to do. So, to a certain extent, it is irrelevant. However, people don't think like this is football. And so if we got beat today, people would go, well, this is not looking good for next Saturday. And it doesn't have a massive relevance, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, Clapton Community Football Club, we've just heard them, for the women's game. I mean, they're only a few years old as a football
Absolutely,
club.
Absolutely.
And fair play to them. It's very reminiscent of when Salzburg came here. It was that loud before. Or West has been Charlton when they were singing about hummus.
Hummus and mung bean and all that. Yeah. Whatever happens today, we've got presumably two training sessions. And you know, obviously the game's being filmed as it always does, and he's got access to, you know, he'll have access to look at it and see what it's all about. And then anything that doesn't work right, he's got time to work on it. But you know, I would expect us to win. But I think the most important thing is exactly as you put it. A week before the league season starts, we've got to be doing the right things.
Potts into the path there of Sinclair Smith. Towards the corner flag he goes, and back it goes here to Rain. Rain to Potts. Potts first time ball to Wadika. Back to Potts.
Oh, what a finish.
Potts on the edge of the penalty area on 12 minutes. Rain involved in that one. Sinclair Smith, Potts and Wadika combining beautifully. And what a finish from the skipper. 1-0 Paul.
That was cool and composed from the captain there as he found the corner. It's a quality finish.
Baker bringing the ball over the halfway line. Nice ball down the line there to find the run of Sinclair Smith by the corner flag on this left-hand side. Sinclair Smith going one way, then out to the right-hand side. Sinclair Smith from the left crosses this in. Cleared only as far as Rain. Rain keeps possession, gets it to Bennett. Back out to Rain. Rain infield to Sinclair Smith. Sinclair Smith passes telegraph though. And now Clapton on the counter. And this time, Adi Jokin is onside. And his player's out on this left-hand side now. Drew Baker slides in. They're not going to get to it. And Clapton have equalised on 28 minutes. And we did have a warning sign a couple of minutes ago. They had loaded the left-hand side and FC United didn't react to it. And Clapton, at the two games, they've finally got a goal that their support deserves, Paul.
And the celebrations are wild below us. But yeah, it was a sloppy goal to give away from FC's point of view. From the minute that Sinclair Smith lost the ball deep in their half, we didn't really get control of the situation. There was one missed challenge and all of a sudden it was wide open.
Jack Francis for Clapton. Long ball play forward, and Josh Adijokin is onside on the right-hand side of FC United's penalty area. He waits for support. He gets it here from his brother. Shot's going to come in here on the near post. And Noah Adijokin straight through Mason Walker's legs on the near post. And with a couple of minutes left of this first half, Clapton have come from a goal down to take the lead, Paul.
Well, I did say a few minutes ago it was a thorn in our side, and he received the pass from his brother there and drilled it into the corner. And again, the celebrations are terrific to see from down below here.
Yes, Jones plays the ball in field to Simpson to Morris. Morris all the way over there to Smith inside the centre circle now. Smith reads it through there to Potts. Potts, good control there, finds Linney on the run. Linney, surely 2-1 becomes 2-2. Great bit of play there through the middle. Smith, Potts and Linney combining. 9 minutes into the second half, FC United have got the equaliser, Paul.
Slide rule pass from Potts. Having scored the first, he's just got the assist for the second. And a great ball in. And Linney did it justice, sliding it under the keeper.
Rain is there. Rain plays it out to Ennis on the far side. Ennis now forward to Potts. Potts, one touch and pass to Linney. Linney looking to take on the fullback. Still Linney driving towards the penalty area. He's in the penalty area. Linney still with the ball, and he pokes it over the line past the goalkeeper. What individual skill there from Regan Linney. 23 minutes into the second half. Special mention for Michael Potts in the build-up to that goal as well. But all the work done by Regan Linney, Paul.
Terrific skills by Linney there. Beats three players, and I thought he'd overstretched for the finish, but he just managed to get there before the keeper. Terrific solo goal.
Bartholomew's going to keep this ball in play, but Linney's there. Linney does well. Linney, is he going to find this pass? He finds Simpson. Simpson leaves it for Ennis.
Can he move
Ennis
it on?
Helps it on its way to Mulvey. It's all very hurried, this, but good stuff from FC there. Simpson.
Oh.
And that is 4-2.
I think that's his first goal he's ever scored for us in any game.
Well, we've just over 15 minutes left of this game. That's probably the match now, 4-2. But great link-up play, wasn't it?
Linney again, at the instigation of it.
Well, we mentioned on Tuesday night at Fullwood, that was more like it from Linney. He's come on in the second half, and, well, that is Regan Linney, isn't it?
Knocked it one side of the defender and went the other way. And from then on, it was a succession of passes to feed Simpson in. Simpson very coolly slotted it in. Great composure.
It's going to be a goal kick to Clapton anyway. And Safari Nicholas with the ball, and gives it away. And here's Ennis now. Ennis on the left side of the box. There's Mulvey. Nothing the goalkeeper could do with that one. 5-2 the score. And FC United pouncing on the mistake there in Clapton's back line, making them pay for it. Ian Mulvey with a good finish, Paul.
Yeah, I think it was. Not sure if it was Fagan there that was pickpocketed, but emphatic finish from Mulvey, but a bit of a gift really at this stage of the game.
Full time here at Broadhurst Park, a double header in North Manchester on a Saturday afternoon, celebrating fan ownership. The women's team winning by 9-0 to kick things off, and the men's team following it up here at 10-6 on a Saturday night, winning by 5-2, Paul. Good afternoon, that.
Yeah, I think the first half FC were sloppy. I think we weren't completely focused. I think the second half was a big improvement. Substitutions changed it. I thought Regan Linney came on and stole man of the match personally. I think he was outstanding when he came on. Brilliant solo goal. Caused all kinds of problems for Clapton. They never came to terms with him. I thought Smith and Potts were an interesting access that worked quite well. I was quite impressed with Matty Rain at left back.
I think if we're going to give man of the match, let's talk about the Clapton players firstly. Noah Adejokin was superb, but I thought their best player was Defari Nicholas at centre back. I thought he was brilliant. For FC United, I think we have to give it to Regan Linney, don't we, for his impact?
Yeah, well, I thought Linney was outstanding when he came on. He did everything that his manager wanted him to do. He scored a brilliant goal. Caused them all kinds of trouble. So I don't think there's any doubt there.
So that was pre-season. We hope you've enjoyed it. We've covered almost every game. We would have covered Banbury, but I was ill after me jab. I couldn't make the trip. But
you might have been ill if you'd seen it.
That's very true indeed. But I think have we covered every game? That's apart from Banbury, we've covered every game. So we hope you've enjoyed these pre-season FC Live editions, and the podcast version on this club is my club as well. What have you made of pre-season, Paul? The bits and bobs you've seen.
I think we've learned that the results don't count for anything.
Yeah.
It's more about performances. And when we speak to Renault later, I wonder if he's got his first 11 now safely banked away for the Warrington game, and whether he's very certain about what his first 11 is going to be.
Shall we talk about the first 11?
Let's
surmise while we've got time, because there's going to be presentations and stuff, isn't there?
I think the goalkeeping situation takes care of itself.
So Lavicum, let's assume
without Donoghue.
Let's assume Donoghue's back.
Okay. Well, if Donoghue's back, I think he'll be in at right back.
You reckon? Yeah. Now, Jones or Morris?
I think he'll go with Jones, personally.
Okay.
But
I think Morris has had the better pre-season.
Yeah, I think Baker will.
I think Baker's a shoo-in.
Yeah,
to be honest, I think his impact and since signing has been excellent.
Presumably, Dodd will return at Warrington.
Yeah, No disrespect to White or Rain. Rain's had a good game today.
Rain's done very well.
But we keep saying this, Doddy's the best left back in the league. So this is the way it is. Potts.
Yeah, Potts has got to be in.
Here's one. Ennis is in, isn't he? I think at the start of pre-season last year and the season before that, I think he was always in a tussle, wasn't he, with the likes of Curran, with Linney, with Donoghue, to try and get that first spot in the attacking midfield. But I think he is that first choice now in attacking midfield.
So who would you have in as with Pat Simpson?
Based on that second half performance, you've got to go with Simpson, haven't you? I think Simpson, yeah. Although Smith's played the full game.
Yeah.
Tough choices for Neil.
Tough.
Very tough. Maybe even Donoghue. Wadika? On the right.
Well, he's going to play Wadika, I'm sure of that. He's not brought him to the club for him to sit in the stand and watch.
Wadika on the right. Linear, the shaky start to pre-season, but based on this game, he's in, isn't it?
Based on form, you've got to have Linear in. So you've got Cedric Main.
And that's it. There's your starting 11 for Warrington.
And a very strong bench.
Paul Carden, if you're listening, we expect a fee for that piece of scouting material for Warrington Town. But that's the team Paul Carden's side will be facing next Saturday. Fact.
And a very strong bench.
Very strong bench. Question needs to be asked, Paul. Is this stronger than the team we had last year? It was a question I asked a couple of weeks ago after the Bolton game. I think
potentially it is stronger, yes. I think certainly with Cedric Main leading the line, we've certainly got goals in us.
Well, it all kicks off in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division. Once again, we're going to do it all over again, and hopefully a full season. It's Warrington Town next Saturday at Cantilever Park. If you can't make the game in person, we'll have full commentary at 2:30 next week, so look out for that one. Just while we wait for Neil, just to mention for the women's team game as well that we commented on earlier, they're playing Newcastle United here at Broadhurst Park. A great attendance here this afternoon for the women's team game. Predominantly though, it was Clapton fans. FC need to get up here, don't they, for that game on Sunday?
Yeah, I think it's been a great day for everyone this afternoon, and we've seen two really good matches, and congratulations to Clapton. They've come and given us two good matches with a great turnout of their fans.
We've had some correspondence in. John, yes, looks like a stronger team for me. Stuart's been in touch from the Isle of Man. Thanks for the coverage of pre-season, appreciate it. And Nathan, congratulations to the women's team and FC United on both your wins today against Clapton. All four teams played amazing today. Clapton may have lost, but we will keep our heads high for the season ahead, and we'll keep singing now. Thanks for the coverage.
Yep, we wish them all the best all for the best. Coming season.
Yes, and
excellent club.
Helen's been in touch, loud and clear in Leicester, and that's just the Clapton supporters. Good job, Ben and Paul. Rest your dongle for now. I'm not even using it anymore, Helen.
It's gone to its home in the sky.
Don't panic. It'll be back. It's just been on, we've been on air now for 4 hours 40 minutes, Paul.
It's a long time.
It's a long time. What were we thinking, really?
Well, the plan wasn't for you to do both games, was it?
No, it wasn't. I was just going to do the women's team, but needs must this afternoon. I might have a Vimto before I go. Neil's coming up the stairs now. Thank you, Neil, for joining us. I've not been this petrified of a post-match chat since Hyde United last year, were you? Because you weren't happy at our time, were you?
Did you hear me?
I didn't hear you. I could see your face.
You know, I've not done that since Runcorn, Bamber Bridge. You know, I don't mind saying it. They got what they needed at half-time. And it's a long time since I pointed fingers individually directly, but my side have standards, and I don't care who you play, what game you play, what competition you play in. You always respect the opposition, and you play to your strengths. And first half, sorry for saying it, FC fans and FC Radio, we were absolutely rubbish, appalling. I said it at half time. You know, if people are trying to force their way into this squad, we've got high aspirations and ambitions this season, and that leaves a sour taste in my mouth. However, second half we were exceptional. We won the second half 4-0. Throw a Linney on, throw an Ennis on, throw a Simpson on, and it all starts clicking, doesn't it? But no, I wasn't happy.
I mean, in the first half, there was bits and bobs where we played really well. We should have scored a handful of goals, really. I mean, their goalkeeper rescued them a couple of times. Yeah. So
I mean, no disrespect to any standard of football. Step 7, forward amateurs, Clapton today. We're conceding goals that we shouldn't be conceding. We're not taking things on board. I said to the lads today, the last thing we do is go long. That's our last resort. We must have done it 7 or 8 times in the first half. But the best thing is we did it after 10 seconds. So it's like one thing, you know, people doing what they want to do. And unfortunately, if they play the way I want them to play and it goes wrong, it's on me. If they play the way they want them to play and it goes wrong, it's got to be on them. And first half's on them because we don't direct them to play like that. Second half, we came out. And what pleased me, you might have seen me kind of putting my hand towards the floor. That's what we're saying by that, is that the floor doesn't come above floor height. Pass, goal, first goal. And that's the way we play, and that's what the fans want to see. So I apologise, you know, about the first half. It was rubbish. Second half, I was delighted with.
So that's pre-season.
Yeah.
We've done yours and Paul Carden's job already. We've already said what your starting 11 is next week. I mean, you've got some tough choices to make, though, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got some really tough choices. You know, we've got a squad of 20. I've obviously brought Jonathan Smith in. Matty Raines at left back did well again. I've got Adam Dodd to come back, got Donoghue to come back, got Cedric to come back in. You know, we rested people. But listen, I said to the lads on the 30th of June, please, don't knock on my door on the 14th of August and ask why you're not in the 16 or in the 11, because we've done a lot of work between then and now. And it's about training, it's about games, about routines, about standards. And, you know, the people that have done everything they can do will be the 16 that are in there next week. There may be one or two that just slightly miss out, but it's a long season. The team, the 11's not picked yet, I'll be honest with you. You know, maybe 9 of the 11 are picked. I've got a couple of question marks over one or two today, because that's about attitude and we've got to be better. But listen, it's been a great pre-season. You know, today it all came back, didn't it? You know, I stood there, I was quite emotional to listen to their fans and, you know, listen to our fans, and the atmosphere was incredible. And you know, where have we been for the last 18 months in this pandemic? And that's football. You know, despite the scoreline, they're singing, we're singing, and that's football. You know, sometimes the scoreline goes out the window, and it's about what happens at, you know, on the football day. And two sets of fan-owned clubs, you know, celebrating and singing. You know, I hope we can all go and have a drink together. I hope we can go down there next season. And, you know, football's definitely won today. And, you know, that's it. Quite overwhelming, but flipping heck, I've missed it, and no roll on the season now.
Yeah, and final question then, how much are you looking forward to that game at Warrington next week? I mean, ordinarily you'd go, I'm not up for Camp to leave apart, but
no, I am. No, I absolutely am. You know, Warrington and ourselves got a lot of history. You know, I remember them beating us, then we went there on the Tuesday night, 1-1-0, then we had the epic 4-4 draw here. You know, we've had lots of good times with Warrington, and it's going to be a good game. Obviously they've watched us today, we've had them watch today. So it's going to be a good side, and people will look at Warrington FC United and say that's two sides that, you know, hopefully going to be at the top end of the table in the top six. So, you know, it's going to be a great game. We've got to play a lot better than what we did first half today. If we don't, we'll be 4-0 down at half time. I know we don't start great, but I'm hoping that we do start great, and that's just a blip today. And, you know, we move on from it, and we move on quickly.
Neil, big thank you as always for joining
Brilliant.
Us.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend and catch
Brilliant.
Up soon.
Cheers, thank you.
Right, well, that's FC Live. What a day.
After a long day.
4 hours, 47 minutes just ticked by. So we're going now for a lie down somewhere in a darkened room. But a big congratulations to Clapton. Superb. They can come again, can't they? In fact, we'll go to their gaff.
Yeah, I think we're at their gaff next time.
We'll go to their gaff. So I hope you've enjoyed today's coverage. Congratulations to both clubs. Big congratulations to the women's team earlier. That was superb. 9-0. How many goals have we commentated on, Paul? I've lost count.
16.
16 goals. That's not bad for this club, is my club, and for FC Live. But that's it now for pre-season. We'll be back on Saturday, live from Cantilever Park. Join us from 2:30 if you can't make the game in person. It's Warrington Town against FC United of Manchester. And then Women's Team Live kicks off our new life in the National League Division 1 North on Sunday. Join us from 2 o'clock here at Broadhurst Park for Newcastle United against FC United. But from everyone here at Broadhurst Park, enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Have a safe week. Thank you to Stato Paul, and thank you to you, dear listener, for joining us, and we'll catch up very, very soon. Bye-bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.